T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I can tell you the show's been completely derailed. We have the NFL officiating conversation, but this study has come out correlating James Harden's play and the quality of strip club in the given NBA city he resides in for that time period. Clearly, he has his worst games in places like Miami, LA, New York, Salt Lake City. But surprisingly, Detroit is the outlier. Although our strip clubs are rated middle of the pack, according to Google, James Harden has some exceptionally bad games here. So, wow. But Sully, we had asked the question, like, who the hell actually leaves a review for a strip club? Like, I don't even know who leaves reviews for restaurants. I've never left a review. I don't have time for that crap.
I've seen, like, it's like less than 5% or so. I've seen study on that.
Go ahead.
I know. Could you imagine getting home at 2:30 in the morning? Man, I got to get on my laptop. I got to review this.
I got to really talk about this. I mean, the DJ played too much Motley Crue. But I suddenly read
reviews
us.
Reviews are also incentivized a lot of times too.
Read us a few of these about our local clubs.
So I'm not going to say the name of this club. I'm just going to say this. You know, I pulled a few reviews from Detroit strip clubs. All right.
Brought to you by.
Yeah, this one from Jeff L. Review number one here. In my white voice at the strip club. All right, this one about a Detroit strip club from Johnson Johnson.
I'm sure
reviews.
That's a real name.
I think the best adult club in the Michigan area is this one. But beware the ladies who talk a lot and don't do a lot in the VIP room.
Oh.
I like a few of them, but please choose please choose wisely and try them out for yourself.
Very thorough.
That's not exactly a review.
This one is. This is a 5-star review from Mallory. Mallory W. Roberto loved this one.
All right.
This is nice, right? I brought some of my handicap clients in here, and the girls were absolutely amazing to them. Very attentive and sweet and gorgeous, and made sure they had the time of their lives. I definitely recommend.
Good.
That's nice.
That's a nice review.
We know we can trust this one. Not from Bob W. in Farmington, but from Ben Dover.
Oh, of course.
Of course. So this place, the strip club, should be your go-to. Bartenders and waitresses are amazing. Girls are great and very engaging. And most importantly, extras are most definitely on the table if you hit it off with a girl on a slow night or if you simply have the right amount of money. Roberto, you look like you want to make a comment or leave and go to one right now.
No, there's just another one here. You didn't see there's one here from a T. Milliken.
That's not nice. Behave yourself.
All right, this one from Thomas.
Thomas?
This is a 1-star review, to say the least.
Oh, no.
This club is horrible. The staff are rude and seem racist. The managers are unprofessional and racist.
Oh!
This club was better back in the day.
Ah, from longtime customer.
Wow.
Wow. What are our strippers doing to James Harden? My God. I love this study. This is great.
How about 5-star one from Joseph here? Great place to be, very good service and friendly employees and management. I had a complaint. And they went above and beyond to respond to my complaint and took care of me 100%. Anything you need, ask for, not going to say your name, ask for this person's name from management. She's the best.
How would you like your own gold card, sir?
Your very own cheese pizza.
I'll tell you what, when I was in high school.
All right, we can kill this music.
One of the most coolest things you could have was if you had the strip club VIP card, and we all had them. All my buddies, we all had this VIP in high school that would get you into the strip club.
Where?
In Detroit.
You would Wait a minute. Time out.
In a not good, very bad area. Bad area.
Hold on. Time out. So you're 16.
Maybe 15.
You're 15. You're living where?
East Side.
And you're driving. Who's driving?
Just, you know, another one of my buddies or...
And a pack of you hyenas
yep.
show up to a Detroit strip club. Now, you don't have a dollar to your name.
Well, you know, we had, you know, our pizza delivery money or something.
Wow.
Or landscaping
Woo,
money.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is... Wow.
I mean, it was life-changing.
Life-changing.
I mean...
Jesus.
Life-changing.
I can remember that first time that door swung open. He said... Enjoy your evening, gentlemen.
Oh, my.
And I just
you
walked in. I was like, And then I can remember the first time I heard, all right, guys, we're coming up to the stage next. We have candy.
You sound like you could work at one of the stations at this place.
And then eventually, after going there many times, I was actually mugged one time.
Oh, no.
At a strip club.
You got mugged at a strip club?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Take us through it.
Oh, yeah.
Take us through it. Because I wish we had footage of that.
They, you know, I had a lot of jewelry on me, and they told me to get butt naked. For real.
Wow. No way. No way.
Oh, yeah, they got me. I was a mark. Easy mark.
Where did this happen?
Easy mark.
Well, yeah, you're
where were you?
Strip club in Detroit.
No, but
east
like
side of Detroit.
Not on the main floor.
I don't
floor.
Want to say the name of the
no,
club.
No, but like where? How did you get like, where they, what happened?
Outside, yeah. You know, we were finishing our cocktail in the vehicle.
At 15 years old.
No, this was 16, 17.
Oh, much more mature.
Yeah.
And you were rocking cubic zirconia earrings.
Oh, of course.
The mark.
And you got... Sir, now, did they take your clothes?
No. Oh. Just the gold, money. And then they took the car keys and like threw them into an alley. Said, go get your keys. And then when you go get your keys, they're nowhere to be found.
Well, duh. They're not going to sit there, hey, sir, let me help you.
So you found them, huh?
Wow. Yeah, it was crazy.
Man. This is awesome. I didn't know you got mugged.
They were using like AKs too.
No.
Yeah.
Are you making this up? I feel like I'm being punked.
Like a movie, but...
I'll get Bobby Bucatello on the line right now. He'll tell
Wait,
you.
Wait, hold.
He was with me.
You're telling me you got mugged by AK-47, and I can't imagine you wearing a bunch of jewelry. That to me, I just wish we had a photo of that.
You remember that picture I had with like the gold earrings?
Oh, that was from that night with the silk shirt?
It was from the same year probably, yeah.
Oh my God.
See.
They could see you from a mile away.
Complete mark.
Oh, not even.
I mean,
look at them.
Yeah.
In the east side of Detroit.
Oh yeah.
Not normal.
I had no business being in that neighborhood.
You're not
None.
Normal.
Now the question is that neighborhood better off or worse off than back then?
Probably
you know,
better.
I don't know. I haven't been there in 20 years, so I don't know. I don't even know if this place is even.
We should do a behind the music where we go back to the very spot Roberto was mugged.
Let's go.
That'd be awesome.
Get naked.
30 for 30.
What if I told you this idiot 15-year-old from the east side wore a bunch of jewelry to a strip club in the ghetto?
And a lot of stuff went down in Windsor, but I'm kind of afraid to say. Like, I got to find out if the statute of limitations is up before I get into
You told
that.
Me some stories before.
I know, but I'm worried about those.
Oh,
let me get
right.
some clearance on that.
I'm worried about those. What a guy.
What a guy.
97-1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.